flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now time for Bold Face Lie, Bold Face Truth with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
YBT, and Hoff is out sick today, so I will do the honors here and run the questions for us.
He
all right, you
better
ready?
Be ready by Friday, Hoff.
First one.
Yes.
Bald face truth, bald face lie. Hoff is actually sick.
You know, I'm going to believe him. I'm going to believe the big boy. I'm going to say bald face truth here. He was laying it on pretty thick yesterday, unless he was just trying to convince us.
Oh, you guys, though.
The wheezing, you the guys sniffling, are, the coughing.
Yeah. Ooh, little flu. You guys are getting on me for having eye surgery.
Hey, I'm here all the time. Out. I mean, yeah. the amount of people that miss work. Yeah. I remember you going on this rant a year ago.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow, he's really sticking his beak in everybody's business right here. The amount of people that miss work around here is incredible to
well,
me.
Well, in February, my issue with you was that you took off around opening day.
No. Yeah. I took off the day after Easter, which I'm going to do this year.
But it was opening. It was like opening. Not opening
it
day.
It wasn't opening day, buddy.
It was Evan with opening day. Yeah, but yours was opening week.
No, we were already. I remember. I was in Dallas.
I take my time in February I was trained to do since a young pup.
Everybody's sick, though, doing shows from home. And I can't. I got to go to this. People working around here anymore or what?
I can't speak for anybody else. I just know that.
But I do believe Huff is sick.
I mean, I had to have surgery on. I could do about it. I'm saying it's a bold face lie. He could have sucked it up and come in today. Ooh, flu, little cold. Suck it up and come in. It works. That's a bold face lie. Dove, you have something to add here?
I was with him yesterday for all 4 hours in the same room.
Yeah.
He sucked it up yesterday. Mm. He should have called in sick yesterday.
Mm. And now are you fearful, Dove, that you might catch whatever he had?
I actually was, yes.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. So maybe Dove expedited this process. All right, now to the real questions. Number two, bold face truth, bold face lie. Hulk Hogan is on the Mount Rushmore of WWF, WWE wrestlers.
Well, this go, you and I were watching this earlier. I'm going to say bold face truth. Let me first address that directly. Yeah, of course he is. Now, he was on with McAfee, and he said that it was Macho Man, it was Flair, it was Andre, and it was Savage, okay?
No,
you
said two there. You said Macho Man.
Macho Man, Piper.
Piper.
Andre and Flair.
Right. That Macho was, Man, now, Piper, Andre, Flair.
Yeah. Now, Hulk was being very humble there. Of course, Hulk Hogan's on it. I would say if you're right now, I'd have to go Andre, I'd have to go Hulk, I'd have to go maybe The Rock, and I'd have to go somebody, maybe a Shawn Michaels type, maybe a... See, it depends. I want somebody that was great on the microphone, and that was obviously Piper and a few others, so I want some diversity, like who was a great technician, who was a great moneymaker. It's really hard to answer, but Hulk is absolutely on it.
I don't have a problem with his list other than he's got to have himself on it. It's a bald-faced truth. Hulk Hogan should be on the Mount Rushmore of any wrestling list. I don't know how you can... Like, I get he's trying to now be humble, which is bullcrap, because he's not that type of person anyway.
Yeah, true.
I think now he's trying to overcompensate.
Wow, because people were booing him, and he's trying to get being back on the good side
so
of everybody.
So do it this way. This is how I would do it. And by the way, you could have these conversations. Like, you could add The Rock or Austin or Cena, whatever. Like, even current guys, you want to go back to the old school stuff, sure.
Uh-huh.
And even people that predate our knowledge.
Bruno was the guy who held the belt forever.
Right,
yeah,
exactly. So he might even be on there. Uh-huh. I would look at it and say, who's the one that you would take off of Hogan's list to put Hogan on it?
I would say Macho Man.
Me too. Same thing.
And Macho's one of my all-time favorites.
Love Macho Man, but...
He's not on that list.
As far as impact goes...
Not on that list.
Like Andre the Giant.
Yes.
You could say Piper for the way he was on the mic and being there to start this whole thing.
Flair, 11-time champion, whatever he was. Yeah. Wrestled forever. Yeah.
I don't love Flair, but like...
Me neither.
You have to, you know...
Yeah, you got to recognize.
So I would take of his list...
Right, so both of us take it off
we
Savage.
Agree with that.
All right.
All right, last one here. Mm. Kanye West's wife was the highlight of the Grammys. Bald face truth, bald face lie.
Bald face, I couldn't tell you. I couldn't. I don't even watch these ridiculous award shows anymore. I don't waste my time anymore.
I had a feeling you were going to say that.
I don't even know who won.
Okay, me either.
I know
really.
Beyonce won country.
Okay, so then that could have been your
answer. I saw
answer.
Some snippets right. on Soch, but I don't watch that stuff anymore.
Did you say Soch?
Yeah.
Oh, like social media?
Yeah.
Oh, Soch is
Did that
thing?
Get you off guard?
No, didn't know we called it that. Do you even know what I'm talking about Kanye West's wife?
She won. I don't know that I.
Google it real quick. Just Google it real quick live time.
I know
here,
that Will Smith's son wore a head on his house on his head for some ridiculous reason.
Oh, Google Kanye West's
wife
Grammys.
Kanye West's wife.
I will say it is bold faced truth. Kanye West's wife was the highlight of the Grammys, even with knowing Beyonce shockingly won the best album for country, I guess, which people had an issue with. Did you see this yet?
I mean, barely covers up. Okay, hold on.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Full sheer.
Oh my gosh.
Exactly.
Wow. I mean, I couldn't let my wife walk around that way. Well, like I would be too, and I'm fairly confident, but I couldn't do that.
Some people are saying that Kanye. I heard a call to Boomer and Geo said that Kanye made her dress like that. I don't know if that's the case. I think she seems to be a
exhibitionist.
Well, yeah, but I mean,
yeah, it's quite the look. Now, I mean, shows have gotten so strange.
I don't even watch anymore.
No, I don't watch them either. I used to love them.
I don't care.
I used to love the live performances. I'm just too busy. But I don't want to get preached to, number one. And I just like my old music.
You think it's our attention spans, though, now? With the
no,
Grammys
I think it's the tone
Oscars?
Of the shows, quite frankly.
Like, I'm trying to get into the movies, to watch the movies best. But even
I don't care anymore.
They haven't been good anymore.
Don't care anymore. Zero interest.
All right, but let me just ask you, button this up, and we'll get back to the Alonzo when we come back. Bold-faced truth, bold-faced lie. Kanye's wife sold the show at the Grammys.
Let's see.
Need another angle?
Yeah, I mean, no. Making sure I don't miss any. I mean, I guess I'll say bold-faced truth.
It's either that or Beyonce, I would think, winning country.
Beyonce was big with that. Again, now you have to Google. You Google this real quick. I know we're running late. Yeah. Google this real quick. Yeah. Will Smith's son's Grammys outfit.
Okay, why?
House on head, I guess you would Google. Look what he wore.
Grammys.
Look what he wore on the red carpet. He's got a bird cage on his head.
Yeah, that just looks stupid.
Well, I mean, come on, dude.
I'm not sure what we're doing here. What was the
Didn't
point
Lady
of
Gaga wear meat like 10 years ago? What in the world
but
is going on?
That might have been at the VMAs,
bitch.
Which I used to love that too.